Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today is July 5th, 2015, and I'm so blessed you join us tonight at NoBetterWay.net. We're being heard on BlogTalkRadio.com. Tonight's show is titled Freedom in Christ. And my prayer tonight is that you will know that freedom in Christ is absolutely essential to live your life for Jesus Christ. And it is God's word, God's truth, that sets you free. Amen. Today's reflection verses are from John chapter 8, verses 31 through 36. To the Jews who had believed in him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" And Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to you forever. So if the son sets you free, you are free indeed." Amen. So Jesus is telling the people of his day that true freedom and eternal freedom is when you, as a slave to sin, give yourself to Jesus. When you put your faith and give your heart to Jesus as your Savior, as your Messiah, as your Lord. So when you give your heart to Jesus, when you repent and follow Jesus, when you make the commitment to him as your Lord, the shackles of sin fall off. The door to the prison door of sin opens up. You are a free man or woman. You are no longer a slave to sin anymore. Amen. Romans 3:23 says, "All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, so no one except Jesus can say they have no sin." Only Jesus, the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world, can proclaim perfection. I once heard a preacher say that there are two types of prisoners for any type of unbeliever. There's the prison with bars, where you're behind prison bars, and there's our own personal prison, where we know that life that we are living has me feeling like I'm in a prison. I truly am not free the way I'm living. I'm a slave to some sin, or sins that have a stranglehold on me. Hang on one second. I'm having a little technical difficulty. Just bear with me, folks. Sorry about the interruption here. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm going to back up where I was saying, I am a slave to some sin or sins that have a stranglehold on me. It may be alcoholism. Booze has become my best friend, even to the point I've lost my marriage, my family, and my friends. I may be addicted to pornography, and I know that pornography is degrading to women in my mind. But I continue. I may be addicted to materialism. Instead of living for Jesus and his kingdom, I worship the things of the world. I worship a big house, fancy cars, a job that consumes my life to the point I have no time for God, or whatever sin that you may have. Get right down to it, and right down to the problem. You are not free. Your life has been taken over by the ways of the world. Proverbs 14:12 says, "Man's ways seem right to him, but in the end it leads to death." This world's way may entice you to things of the world that excite you. It may bring you short-term satisfaction. But in the end, it'll leave you empty and unfulfilled. John 10:10 reads, Jesus said, I have come so that you have may have life more abundantly. And I truly believe that everyone deep down wants a life that is abundant, that is full of meaning, full of satisfaction, full of hope, full of love, full of life, and a life that we, you know, just a life that we, you know, we get all the answers in our life answered. And there's one answer that we need to have answered, and that's to know that Jesus, who is this Jesus? This Jesus Christ of the Bible. This Jesus Christ who came to earth, born of a virgin, the Son of God. He was the Word of God made flesh. He came as the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. And for all those who repent, for all those who open their hearts for Jesus to dwell and to follow him for eternity, for all those seeking that more abundant eternal life, he has blessed you with his truth. And that truth will set you free. Amen. So folks, everyone must make his own personal decision. He's on his own. All of us, we all stand alone. We all must make our own personal decision to follow or reject Jesus Christ as their Savior. And in the end, we will all stand before the Lord on Judgment Day, and we will either be welcomed into his kingdom as a good and faithful servant, or we will be told to depart from him, that he never knew you. Amen. Okay, folks, we're going to take a little break. And then when I get back, we'll take phone calls. And we'll also take text. I didn't give out the text number. I'll give that out right now so that if you wanted to text in a question to my my phone, I would be glad to try to answer that. Or maybe you have a request for prayer. Okay, so that number, text number, would be 630-674-4960. Thank you. Okay, I'll be back after this first song, Heart of Worship. I hope you enjoy. Yourself is not what you have required.
every breath of this life. It's all about you and your glory, and your glory.
What a great song. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. So it's that's what our Lord calls us to do, right? Follow him. We need to die of self, and what did John the Baptist say? As John the Baptist, his ministry was winding down, and Jesus, his ministry was starting up. He baptized Jesus. He baptized Jesus, and God from heaven sent the dove down and proclaimed that this is his beloved son who he's well pleased with. And Jesus' ministry, you know, was beginning, and John's ministry was winding down. And even John the Baptist said that I must decrease as our Lord increases. So it, just like John the Baptist said, we too, if we give our lives to Christ, to Jesus Christ, our lives, our personal wants and needs must decrease. And our love and our love and our service and, you know, our ways should follow him. Our ways should, our life should increase with a relationship with Christ. And those are great words from John the Baptist. So, all right. Tonight's title, Freedom in Christ, True Freedom, not the freedom that the world offers. I know that we live in the United States, and it's a free country. I mean, we are losing freedoms day by day if you follow politics and how so many laws are made and restricting our freedoms. But the true freedom is the freedom that Jesus offers, right? From John 8:32, he says, "You shall know the truth, and that truth will set you free." So that's the freedom we're talking about today, that freedom comes from knowing the truth from our Lord Jesus Christ. When he lived on the earth, he proclaimed that truth, right? And that part of that truth was the gospel, the good news, right? For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that if anyone shall believe in him, they shall not perish, but have eternal life. And those are words, those are freeing words, right? That not saying that we must do anything, but it says, if we shall believe in him, we shall not perish. Those are mighty words spoken by Jesus, John 3:16. And so many people call that those words, John 3:16, as the mini Bible, because that puts it all in a nutshell. And those words offer us freedom, right? And Jesus said also that I have come so that you may have life and have life more abundantly. That's from Matthew chapter 10, verse 10. And that's the thing that Jesus said. He says that he had come to earth, right, to proclaim the truth and offer us a more abundant life. Not a life full of riches, a life full of all kinds of things that become distractions to worshiping God. No, abundant life is a life that we know that we're saved. We know that Jesus is our Savior, right? We know that that we have eternity. We are guaranteed eternity with our Lord Jesus. We've repented. We've realized that Jesus came to earth to die for our sins. We realize that. We realize that there's nothing we can do to gain eternal life. The only thing we can do is repent, right? Ask Jesus into our hearts and follow him. And that's true freedom, folks. We're not wrapped up into the world. We're not a slave to sin anymore, right? We're not prisoners. We're not living in a prison. It may not be a prison behind bars, but it's a prison of being a prisoner of a sin that just takes a stranglehold on us. So true freedom is freedom in Jesus Christ indeed. And I did get a text. I got another text. It's from my friend Casey. So I'm going to get to that text. Bear with me. Bear with me one second here. He has a question. And that question is, where does it say in the Bible that the search for truth is the search for God? Well, Jesus says that you shall know the truth and the truth will set you free. And when Jesus spoke, he was given authority through the Father. Jesus said, whatever I say in compliance with the Father. Everything that comes from the Son has come from the Father. There's words in John 15, verse 26, and Jesus is talking that he's going to send the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, to the disciples, and he also says how much that the world will hate them because they're disciples of Jesus. And it says here, John 15, verse 26, when the Counselor comes, whom I send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. Okay, so it's saying right there that the Spirit of truth, which comes, right, from the Father, goes out from the Father, and that Spirit of truth will testify about Jesus. And that truth is, as we know, proclaimed, right, that this Bible is true. Every word of it is true. And so, Casey, what I can say is that when you're searching for truth, you're searching for God, because this Bible, B-I-B-L-E, a biblical instruction before we leave Earth, this Bible was written so that we may know God. And Jesus says, right, John 14, verse 6, where he says, Thomas, one of the disciples, said, "For Lord, how shall we know the way?" And Jesus said, "For I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." Right? So Jesus was proclaiming to be the truth. Right? He was proclaiming to be the way and the life. So he was saying that what I say, right, if he is the truth, that what he says is the truth. And Jesus said he was sent by the Father. So we know that when we search the truth in the Bible, it's also we are searching God and the ways of God. And Casey, that's the best I can do. So I hope I've answered your question. Thank you for calling or texting in this, on this Sunday early evening. I thank you for calling. Okay, I'll give you the number to call in tonight. It's 347-989-0095. I'd love for you to call in. If you have a question, a prayer request, I'd love to pray for you. Or you want to just, let's talk about being free in Christ. What a great subject. Everyone loves freedom. Everyone wants that feeling of freedom. So I'd love for you to call in tonight. And again, if you'd like to text in a question or maybe text in a prayer request, 630-674-4960. And I'd love to try to answer your question or I'd love to pray for you. So, all right, while I'm waiting, I'm hoping to get some calls tonight. I hope everyone had a wonderful 4th of July. And, I sent out a few texts last night, and I was saying happy 4th of July, and I And I pray that you enjoy the true freedom, and that is the freedom in Christ as your Savior. So I kind of did a little witnessing yesterday for 4th of July, Independence Day. But the only one thing I have a problem with the Declaration of Independence, which we declared our independence, but we also need to declare our dependence, and that is on our Savior Jesus Christ. So that would have been another good thing that we should do on the 4th of July, is declare our dependence in Jesus. Amen? Okay, I'm going to, as I'm waiting here for a call, I'm going to do some readings. First, I'm going to go to Romans. That's chapter 6, verse 18. Or, you know what, I'm going to back up. It's always good to kind of get the whole context. Okay, starting with verse 17, chapter 6, Romans. But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. So, Paul writes in the book of Romans that at one time that they were slaves to sin, but because of their they wholeheartedly accepted the gospel of Christ, that they were released, right? They were freed from being a slave to sin. And then Paul talks about how instead of being a slave to sin, they have become a slave to righteousness. And because anyone that's in faith in Jesus Christ, he has been declared righteous through Jesus. And so that now you become a slave to righteousness, which is a much better way to be. Amen? So, again, I will give that number out. 347-989-0095. And I think I mentioned it might even have been last week. And I'm thinking about how we're set free as followers of Jesus Christ. And I mentioned, I think it might have even been last week, where I was talking about the movie God Is Not Dead. And there were so many people in that movie. Really good. It was a really well done movie. They had the Newsboys as the Christian band in that movie, and they did some great witnessing. And one of the most dynamic parts of that whole movie was towards the end. There was a woman with dementia, and she basically, you know, 90%, 95% of the time, she really couldn't remember anything. She just was pretty well, you know, ravaged by dementia. And she had a young daughter that was very faithful and always visited her. She was always there, very patient with her mom. And then there was a son who was materialistic, and he didn't see any use. Why, you know, he said even to his sister, because his sister would plead, you know, please visit mom. It'd be nice if you just went to see your mom, visit her at the nursing home. And he goes, what difference does it make? My mom doesn't even know I exist. Why waste my time? But because of the pleading of his sister, he decides to go visit his mom. And his mom is just sitting there, and he's just like making sarcastic remarks to his mom. And all of a sudden, it must have been from the Holy Spirit, she blurted out these profound words. And she said, sometimes the devil just lets people live their lives just the way they're living it. You know, they're living this sinful, materialistic life. And sometimes he'll just leave them alone and let them be. And even though they don't realize that because of their sin and because their failure to follow Jesus, that they're living in prison. And that the devil will leave that prison door open. You know, it'll be unlocked. And that person at any time can leave. They can leave that prison, but they don't even realize that they're in prison. And so as time goes by, there'll come a time when that prison door will be slammed shut. and it'll be too late. And it was like he looked at his mom. He couldn't believe these profound words that were led by the Holy Spirit. And then you never know, because at the end of the movie, he's still his materialistic self, selfish self. So you never know whatever happened to him after the movie ended. But it's amazing how God can use people in special ways beyond their capacity. And I know my brother one time said, sometimes pray when things are so hopeless that you pray to God to expand your capacity, expand your ability. And God does that. He will expand your capacity. He will use other people that will say things or do things beyond what you can even imagine. And you know that it's got to be a God thing. So never underestimate what God can do, who he can use, who he can, so never take for granted or never underestimate what God can do, because God is a powerful God. The God that is in us is greater than the one that is in this world. And one day Christ will return and we'll all stand before the Lord, right? Judgment Day. And either we will be welcome into his kingdom as a good and faithful servant, or we will think that maybe because of our goodness we deserve to be accepted into the kingdom. But the Lord may say to you, I don't know your heart, but he could say to you, he says, depart from me, for I never knew you. That's a good question tonight. Do you know the Lord? Do you know him? Do you actually know him? Do you have a relationship? So many people, you go to church, and this is no judgment on our sinfulness, because Romans 3:23 says, we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Amen? All of us. So this is nothing to do with our sins. This is to do with, because none of us can get into heaven with our sinfulness. It is by grace through faith we're saved. Amen? So I would pray that I would pray about our relationship. I think it's always good every day to to do a little spot check on our relationship with the Lord. Every day we should pray, talk to the Lord, right? I love the verses, the last two verses in Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24, where it says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. If there's any sinful way in me, Lord, lead me in your ways, which are everlasting. What does it say at the end? Lead me in your ways. I want to walk in your ways, Lord. I want to know you. I want to have a personal relationship with you, and I want to go in your ways, just like Psalm 139 says at the end. And like my son David, he says, at one time, Adam and Eve had a personal relationship with the Lord, where they walked in the cool of the day, and they would walk in the Garden of Eden and talk with the Lord. They had that ongoing relationship until sin came and entered through the deception of Satan, right? Through the deception of the serpent, and then they lost our relationship. But after thousands of years, as Genesis promised, Jesus came to earth. He came to earth, had his ministry, he had miracles. He proclaimed, that proved that he was the Son of God. He healed the sick. Right? He cast out demons from the possessed. Right? He rose. He raised the dead. His beloved friend Lazarus. He rose. He raised him from the dead. He did his ministry, but his main objective, right, his Father's will, is to go to the cross, pay for our sins, and the third day, death could not hold the Son of God in the grave. The third day, he rose from the grave, right, and victory over death, amen. And so, Jesus has restored our relationship. He has, you know, we can come to him not only as Lord, but also as friend. And we can walk with him. And that's the call today. Let today be your day of salvation. And if you've fallen away, today's the day to come back. Amen. Okay. Again, I'll give the number out. 347-989-0095. I would love to have you call in. Even if you want to just call in real quick, you say you have a blessing from the Lord and you want to share. I'd love to hear it. People would love to hear it out there. And we've all been blessed in so many ways. Okay? And we're all friends. I'd just love to hear from you. And that text number, again, I give out. If you text in, I could try to answer your question, or I could, I'd love to pray for you if you have a prayer request. All right, you know what? We got a little time here, so I'm going to play another song. Okay, I hope you enjoy it.
Just as you are.
What a beautiful song. Just come as you are, right? You don't have to clean things up. Just come as you are. Beautiful song. Love it. Well, I'm hoping for some calls. 347-989-0095. You know, and I'm looking at the word freedom. And it's a big word in the United States. You know, freedom. Freedom to do what you want to do. Freedom to, you know, say what you want to say. You know, just freedom to live your life the way you want to live it. And it's a different type of freedom when you're free in Christ. Because when you're free in Christ, it's a spiritual thing too. You know, I'm looking up the definition of freedom. And it says liberty as opposed to bondage or slavery, enjoying personal liberty. So it's opposed to bondage and slavery. So if we're not in bondage, we have this liberty to live a life, you know, in Christ. And yet people hang on to their bondage in this world. I don't know. It's fear. I want to say lack of faith. When you lack faith, what is the opposite of faith? Is fear. So part of it is letting go. Your carnal being is hanging on to this world. There's a lot of deception. So many people are attracted by the ways of the world. Right? We all live in sin, but if we live a life that's for Christ, you know, we have a repentant heart, and that Holy Spirit will convict us of our sin. Where if you're living the ways of the world, you may live in sin and not even care, not even realize, you know, that we're living a life that is against the ways of the Lord, ways that you're actually living the life, living a life following. Who is the ruler of this world? I hate to say it, but it's Lucifer himself. So Lucifer would want nothing more than to destroy this world, the beautiful creation that God has put together. Right, with this earth has been here for thousands and thousands of years, and Lucifer would like nothing more than for everyone to spend eternity away from the Lord, in absence of him, and that is to be in hell with Lucifer and his minions. All the fallen angels will spend eternity, and he wants us to go there too. And Jesus, in the letters of Peter, 1 Peter 3:9, he says that the Lord, it's not his will that anyone should perish. So his call, God's word says that he loves us all. He wants none to perish, and Satan wants all to perish. You're on the different end of the spectrum there. Satan is a liar, deceiver, murderer. So my call today is, if you haven't given your life to Christ, let today be your day of salvation. Amen. Okay, I've got a phone call. Thanks for calling. Welcome to KnowBetterWay.net.
Hello there. How's it going tonight?
Good, good. Title is Freedom in Christ. What's the famous verse, Dave? John 8:32. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Yeah, that's the cool thing to think about is Jesus calls himself the truth. I mean, how amazing is that to in yourself be the truth? Just be so perfectly true that you actually can be truth. God calls himself love, calls himself truth and the way. It's like he's our everything, basically, you know, everything we need. And it shows there's no truth outside of Christ. So let's say there's many ways to God. It doesn't make any sense because if Jesus says it, it's true. If it goes against what Jesus says, it's not true because he is the truth.
Right. Yeah. You know, I was also thinking of the verse, Dave, where he says, "Where I have come, that you may have life, and have life more abundantly." And I knew a friend of mine. He's well up into his 80s now, but he spent 50 years in the mission fields. Actually, 50 years in Bolivia, bringing the word of God to the tribes in the jungle. And he gave
up. That's
cool. Yeah. And Dave, I would say that he would tell you that he had an abundant life. And yet, what would he have to show, you know, other than, you know, just his meager possessions, which, you know, probably didn't matter anything to him. Yet he would tell you, Dave, me, he would say, "I had an abundant life." But the world would look at it and say, "Well, Don't send me to the jungles. I don't want to go. I'm good right where I'm at." You know, so to me, it's just like, what faith?
Yeah, and I think even, you know, when we want to be comfortable, I think we realize when we're not doing what Christ calls us to do, then there's it's not satisfying like we want. Mm-hmm. People want it to be, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, probably so many times we do things like, sometimes the most satisfying time is, you have something to do at church, Dave, you know, a project or doing something with the kids or whatever it may be. And there's your carnal side, your human side, and you say, "Well, I really don't feel like doing this," but then you push yourself and you do it, and then you feel like, man, what a blessing today was, you know?
Yeah, I mean, serving God is, you know, I mean, I think Matt Chandler says it, you know, if you're serving God though you're supposed to, you're gonna be tired, and that could be a good place to be, because we can be cozy sitting around watching TV all day and not serving the Lord at all, but you know, there's no peace and that joy in that, you know, might be a temporary way to satisfy our desire to entertain ourselves, but that's nothing lasting in that, you know?
No. Yeah. But, you know, that's a constant struggle. What even Paul talks about, his struggle between his carnal and his spirit, right? My spirit wants to do it, but my body doesn't. He's constantly, you know, at war with each, yeah. But that's, mm-hmm. you know, but that's where the Holy Spirit comes in and empowers us. We ask the Lord, you know, that, you know, we don't have the strength, but pray for strength through Him, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Yeah, I mean, God empowers us to do all that He calls us to do, you know. So, as exhausting as it may be to serve Him, He's going to give us the energy we need to do what He needs us to do. And I'm sure it was pretty exhausting for Paul to get shipwrecked and bitten by snakes and whipped and put in jail and all that. And I kept grinding away. God's power and God's energy.
Yeah. Paul's a good story. Oh, my God, what he went through, all the journeys and all the great sermons and he considered it an honor to be beaten for the Lord, didn't he?
Well, Jesus had told them that if they persecuted me, they'll persecute you. You know, if they hated me, they'll hate you. So I think the disciples once they were getting whipped and beaten and stuff, they realized that, you know, the Lord was right. What the Lord said was true. They're almost rejoicing as they're getting whipped because they're realizing that, you know, they could trust everything that God said because everything Jesus told them would happened. Even after he died on the cross already for them, still His words are still coming true because His word's eternal, so it'll always come true.
Yeah. I don't know, I'm just amazed, here was a, he was a man. Jesus was a man yet. You know, he was the Son of God, and he was able to, he knew the people's hearts. He knew Peter. He knew him so well, right? Peter loved Jesus so much, but yet when he tried to stop him, when Jesus was proclaiming the Lord's will, and he didn't want him to die on the cross, what did Jesus say to Peter? He says, "Get behind me, Satan." Oh, it's just amazing that Jesus was able to, always stay in God's will, and he knew the hearts of men, and he truly, even as a man, he was the Son of God, and I'm amazed. The whole story about Jesus and his life on earth, and the power that he had.
Yeah, he knew people's minds, he knew their hearts, and he still does. So it's like so many times we need to be careful, because if we're sitting in unrepentant sin, thinking, it's okay as long as no one finds out. God, Jesus knows already. He's the only one that matters as our judge. So, you could hide sin from people, but Jesus knows everything we do, everything we think. So we need to repent of our sins, turn away from all our sins. And if we're struggling in certain areas, we need to keep battling and praying for forgiveness and praying for God's help in the struggle. But with him knowing everything, our thoughts and our hearts, and we need to make sure that we're desiring to honor him with everything we do and say and think.
Yeah, and I was just thinking, Dave, all the folks out there that are struggling, we all sin. I always repeat that verse, Romans 3:23, we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But I think about all the people they might be struggling with, alcoholism, or pornography, or anger, or whatever sin, lust, whatever sin that they're struggling with, you can take it to the Lord and ask for his help. There's nothing that he can't do. Is there anything too big for the Lord? I know there's a verse like that.
No. Well, it's like if you have a forgiving father, and he says, all you have to do is, admit your sin, ask me for forgiveness, and I'll forgive you. Immediately, if you believe in Jesus, you're forgiven of those sins immediately, if you repent from your heart. So it's it's crazy to think people would want to try to hide sins from God, or just try to deny it and just pretend like it doesn't exist. It's really the only way you're going to get yourself in trouble, is to not just admit it to God and say you're sorry and turn away from it.
What would you say if a person's doing that, where they are trying to hide from God? You think God's going to, he will discipline them in some way, right? Or their sin will be found out. God has a way of disciplining his children.
Well, I think a lot of it's fear of man. What are people going to think about me if they know that I struggle with this? What are people going to think about me if they know I'm scrambled in this way? But we're all scrambled in one way or another, and we can worry about what people think, or we can worry about what God thinks, and there's an eternal joy and involved for the people that say, "I don't care what people think, I'm the child of God's, and I do these sins, and I'm not going to deny it, and I'm going to tell God I'm sorry for it, and seek to stop doing that through his power." But I'm not going to play games pretending like I'm this perfect person, or I'm not going to play games and, deny the power of God by trying to do it on my own.
Yeah.
So I think I would just tell people, don't worry about what people think. You don't need to post on social media all your problems, but, pray to them. Pray about them to God. Say you're sorry for them. Tell them you want to help. You want his help to turn away from them, and that's something we have to do every day. That's following Jesus is a daily pattern of faith and repentance. I believe and repent, believe and repent, believe and repent. Say, I believe in Jesus that he died for my sins and rose again. I put my faith in his power. I put my faith in him that his way is the right way to eternal life, the right way to true life. So every time my actions go against what I believe, I'm going to tell God I'm sorry and strive to follow him again. So it's basically any time we sin, we're saying with our actions that we don't believe that God's way is the best way. We think we need this other thing that he says no. We think we need this other lifestyle that he says no. We think we need this other action or attitude that he says no to. So basically every time we sin, we're telling God that we don't trust him enough to do it his way. And we just need to say sorry and turn back to his way. That's the faith part, you know?
And we all do that, too. Yeah, we're all guilty. Guilty as charged. Yeah.
Every day someone's got to repent.
We're winding down. Actually, you know, I've got about 5 minutes left. Would you want to close tonight's show with a prayer? And
sure thing. Anything in particular to pray about, or...?
Just that people would find, you know, that they would find freedom in Christ as their Savior.
All right, sounds good. Heavenly Father, just thank you for Jesus. He died on the cross for our sins and rose again. And we talk about repent and believe, and it almost sounds like a lack of freedom, that we have to turn away from things that we enjoy doing that you say no to. But there's actually a freedom in that, is that, and the freedom is that you have the power to wash us clean of our sins, to forgive us of our sins, to transform our hearts and our minds so we don't do those sins anymore. And you have the power to help us to live in faith more and more every day, to do it your way. And we'll find that the more we do things your way, the more blessed and joyful our lives will be. Help us, Lord, to turn away from our sins, to find freedom in you. If anyone's never believed in you that's listening, God, I pray that they would turn from their sins and believe that Jesus died for their sins and rose again, that they could be saved. We'll follow him. Follow Jesus with their life. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, David.
No problem. Well, you have a good night, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Dave. Thank you so much. All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. Okay, that was my son Dave. Closed the show out with prayer. And then I'm just going to close the show out with the song, God So Loved the World. I hope you enjoy. Everyone, have a blessed night. And God bless you and keep you all. And just know that Jesus loves you. He loved you so much, he died on the cross. Good night, folks.